KQED. As gay couples across California rush to get married, the reaction from religious congregations depends on the religious congregation. Some are enthusiastically gearing up to host weddings. Others, particularly conservative churches, are worried about what the new legal environment means for them. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story.
Not only have same-sex civil marriages begun again across California, All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena is also going to start marrying gay and straight couples for the first time in 5 years. Susan Russell is an ordained reverend.
When Prop 8 was voted in 2008, we took the principled stand that we would not participate in state-sponsored discrimination until we could act as agents of the state for all marriages.
But disapproval over last week's Supreme Court decision from more conservative churches is loud and clear. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops called it a tragic day for marriage and our nation. The Mormon Church, which threw a lot of money and muscle behind Proposition 8, said it remains committed to strengthening traditional marriage between a man and a woman.
I just have a real problem with people just forcing their agenda.
Shelley Milne is a councilwoman from the inland Southern California town of Hemet and a Mormon. She calls herself pro-gay, but anti-gay marriage.
I'm not running around in the gay community saying, don't be gay, because I don't care what you are. So don't come to the churches and say, you have to marry us. Leave the churches alone.
Gay marriage opponents worry that church leaders could someday be sued when they refuse to perform same-sex weddings. Ben Boychuk is a conservative columnist who lives near San Bernardino.
We've seen a number of lawsuits in which church-affiliated organizations have been sued for the use of their facilities for, say, wedding receptions for same-sex couples.
6 years ago, a New Jersey Methodist ministry was stripped of its real estate tax exemption after refusing to lease a seaside rental hall it owns to a lesbian couple who wanted to be married there in a non-religious ceremony.
Over the long term, churches should definitely be concerned over the direction that the law is heading.
Robert Tyler is lead attorney with Advocates for Faith and Freedom. The conservative legal aid group represented the Imperial County Clerk's Office when it tried, unsuccessfully, to become a defendant of Proposition 8 in the federal lawsuit.
Churches should definitely be concerned that their own tax-exempt status could be threatened in the future if they adhere to their religious beliefs. There is certainly going to be, in my opinion, a time in the fairly near future that we're going to see such a case occur.
Meaning a test case where, say, a gay Catholic couple sues their local diocese after it refuses to allow them to wed in a religious service. But even many conservative legal experts agree that a church's refusal is soundly protected by the First Amendment. Barry McDonald is a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University in Malibu, a private Christian college.
If a government were to try to tell a church that you have to, upon pain of penalty, for example, perform a same-sex marriage in violation of your religious beliefs, that would be a core violation of the First Amendment guarantee of religious freedom, and that I can never see happening.
But the First Amendment is never absolute, any more than the Fourth Amendment is absolute.
Again, Ben Boychuk.
You know, there are all kinds of restrictions on free exercise of religion, and when free exercise conflicts with public policy, sometimes public policy wins out.
But some clergy are having a change of heart, even if their church is not.
Our official stance for the AME Church is if clergy perform same-sex unions, it's cause for losing your ordination order.
Monica Coleman is a professor at the Claremont School of Theology, a self-described progressive and an ordained elder in the largely conservative African Methodist Episcopal Church. She disagrees with her church's official stance, but is rejoicing that people of faith are now openly discussing gay marriage.
And I think that the fact that we're willing to think about that and talk about it is only a good thing. That it's more and more wrestling with some of the more challenging issues that presents itself to many arms of faith.
And as debate continues, one of the questions, will those churches be able to mend any divisions in their own congregations over a ceremony aimed at bringing people together? For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.